2021 compliance deadline for local contractors. And in global news, Syrian presidency to send new force to hot clashes in south. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Copperbelt Energy Corporation, CEC, has disclosed that it is in advanced discussions with ZESCO to roll out solar power plants across Zambia in a move aimed at boosting the country's energy generation capacity. Speaking during a panel discussion at the recently held Invest in Zambia International Conference, CEC Hirajene said that the company is committed to expanding its renewable energy footprint and strengthening Zambia's national energy security. Mr. Hirajene revealed that CEC is currently scaling up its solar energy capacity to 230 megawatts peak, backed by a $200 million green bond aimed at delivering 500 megawatts of solar capacity across the country. And Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary for Electricity, Arnold Sumwaba, reaffirmed the government's support for private sector players investing in the energy sector, emphasizing the importance of collaboration in achieving Zambia's energy goals. According to a statement, CEC and ZESCO have since formed a joint planning team to coordinate their efforts, streamline resource allocation, and prevent duplication in the deployment of solar generation facilities. The government comes as CEC continues to The development rather comes as CEC continues to position itself as a leader in renewable energy investment with the Lusaka Securities Exchange, LUSE, in May this year, announcing that the company had become the most valuable listed company on the market with a valuation exceeding $1.2 billion, a record milestone for an indigenous Zambian firm. Mopani Copper Mines Chief Executive Officer Charles Sakanya has warned that all local suppliers and contractors who remain non-compliant with statutory obligations risk being barred from doing business with the mine by August 31, 2025. Speaking during a stakeholder engagement meeting, Mr. Sakanya expressed concern over the low levels of compliance with institutions such as NAPSA and Zambia Revenue Authority, revealing that out of 6,000 registered vendors, only 1,500 are currently compliant. Mr. Sakanya said the mine has already extended the compliance deadline twice in the past, and August 31 will be the final date for all contractors to meet their required standard. Pani has paid out over $93 million to hundreds of local suppliers and contractors between January and June 2025, adding that several unprecedented multi-million dollar contracts have been awarded to Zambian firms, including a $16.1 million due to a wholly owned Zambian company. Mr. Sakanya also revealed that its new development framework, the International Resources Holdings, IRH, majority-owned mine, has introduced a clause in all long-term contracts with foreign but Zambian registered contractors, mandating that at least 20% of the work must be subcontracted to Zambian entities.
We cannot continue to operate with companies that don't obey the laws of the land. We have given a final extension. End of next month, please comply. If you don't comply, we are not going to deal with you. We've helped. We've tried. We owed money. We are paying. There's very little remaining now. We'll show you the numbers on local market. Please, can you make sure you comply and you are paying NAPSA for your employees, you are paying ZRA? We even get notifications from the authority. Give us the names of those who are not compliant. Let's not get there.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has announced plans to establish a national super cooperative structure specifically for Zambia's gold-rich mining areas. Ministry Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kaveta explains that the gold forecast super cooperative system will improve coordination, expand training programs, and facilitate access to modern mining equipment, particularly targeting the unique needs of gold miners. He states that this structure will help formalize operations while ensuring miners adopt safer and more productive methods. During a meeting with Planet Gold Zambia, the Permanent Secretary has emphasized that the initiative will prioritize mercury-free gold processing technologies to protect both miners' health and the environment, adding that Zambia must move toward responsible gold mining practices while increasing productivity. Meanwhile, Planet Gold Zambia National Project Manager Abigail Mwaelenge has welcomed the proposed model, noting its alignment with their global efforts in 27 countries to support artisanal gold miners, further outlining plans to introduce appropriate technologies and financial solutions tailored for Zambia. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo. Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Elias Muvanga has disclosed that government will roll out targeted support for cooperatives to spur economic growth. Mr. Muvanga tells Phoenix News in an interview that new measures will focus on equipping community-based producer groups with the tools and training needed to expand operations and create jobs. In response to questions about the Zambia Cooperatives Federation's former Lusaka office, now occupied by the Rural Electrification Authority, he explains that the building was repossessed after the Federation defaulted on the loan used to acquire the property. Mr. Muvanga, however, clarifies that the loss of the headquarters does not reflect a withdrawal of support for local cooperatives, and added that despite the facility setback, the ministry has a range of initiatives planned. The minister indicates that targeted initiatives, these include financial assistance, business development services, and partnerships with the Zambia Cooperatives Federation to ensure that cooperative members receive the resources necessary to thrive.
Yeah, that I needed to discuss with this ZCF. Yeah, because I think they're the ones who are looking at that. I'll discuss with them how, because they got a loan, and the loan must be paid. And if the owner of the money comes and say, you have not paid for this facility, what happens? They will grab it and turn it into something else so that they can pay back their loan. So basically, that's it. So other, you know, initiatives are there. We've initiatives planned as a ministry to support cooperatives.
Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Charles Milupi has been elected Vice Chairman of the 44th Shelter Africa Annual General Meeting Bureau held in Algiers, Algeria. The development marks a significant milestone for Zambia, reflecting the country's growing influence in African housing and real estate development. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Francesca Banda says Engineer Milupi will, in his new role, help shape Shelter Afrique's governance and strategic direction, with this development positioning Zambia for increased access to affordable housing finance and enhancing the sector's impact on employment creation and economic growth. Ms. Banda says the election is not only a recognition of the minister's leadership, but also a vote of confidence in Zambia's ongoing efforts to improve access to affordable and decent housing. She says several key benefits are expected to follow, including greater access to local currency, housing bonds, and a potential boost in the establishment of a Zambian mortgage finance company.
This appointment is a game changer for Zambia's housing sector, and we are yet to see the positive impact that it will have on its citizens. Honorable Miluki's election as vice chairman is a testament to his leadership and Zambia's commitment to affordable housing and to urban development. And the ministry does look forward to working with Shelter Afrique and other stakeholders to drive growth and development in the housing sector and improve the lives of Zambians.
Phoenix FM News, we take a break.
Phoenix FM.